Undoing mask mandates. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 10 Democrat-led states have announced in recent days they're going to do that.
These Democratic governors relaxing restrictions for masks say that the data is on their side with cases falling. The CDC says that is just not the case, but the White House is not throwing any criticism here, saying that now these decisions are allowing more choice.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Those states will still let cities and counties have their own COVID rules. It's effective today in New York, though kids will still have to wear masks in schools. Former President Trump, already under a lot of scrutiny from his taxes to last year's Capitol riot, may face a new investigation. The Washington Post reports the National Archives is asking the Justice Department to probe whether the former president violated federal law, taking boxes of documents from his time in the White House with him to Florida, even tearing some up. Amid all the worry about a Russian invasion of Ukraine, war games.
The White House calls it escalatory. Russia says it's practicing to defend itself. The Russian military has begun a round of large-scale exercises in Belarus to the north of Ukraine, with tanks firing their guns across the freezing landscapes, missile systems rumbling along roads, and fighter jets in the skies. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is around 50 miles from the Belarusian border. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There's a new Russian Olympic doping drama. A Russian newspaper reports star figure skater Kamila Valieva previously tested positive for a banned substance. No comment from the International Olympic Committee, which has postponed the medal ceremony for her and a Russian team that won a gold medal Monday. The U.S. has won two more gold medals, Chloe Kim in snowboard halfpipe, Nathan Chen in men's figure skating. And weeks after comedian Bob Saget died in a hotel room in Florida, his family says he died of head trauma. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another setback in court for President Biden. Federal appeals judges refused to unblock a ruling that put on hold the Biden vaccine mandate on federal employees. The president still hasn't made up his mind who he wants to nominate to the Supreme Court.
President Biden is hosting Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, the panel responsible for vetting a Supreme Court nominee.
These conversations are not uniform, right? Sometimes, and the president is certainly seeking input, seeking feedback.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is serious about getting Senate advice on a nominee. The White House says the president has had conversations with Republicans this week as well about the upcoming Supreme Court vacancy. Justice Stephen Breyer plans to retire this year. President Biden has promised to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court and name his nominee later this month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The trial will resume this morning for three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights for not stopping Officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder. A toxicologist testified yesterday it was his knee on Floyd's neck that killed him, not drug use or heart disease. A police officer in South Carolina faces trial.
Hemingway Police Officer Cassandra Dollard is charged with voluntary manslaughter for the shooting death of Robert Langley. Police say Dollard tried to pull Langley over for running a stop sign, and it turned into a chase where Langley was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Langley crashed his car in a ditch 8 miles outside the town limits, about 50 miles west of Myrtle Beach. Investigators say he was shot in the chest while trying to exit the passenger door. Dollard claims she feared for her life, although Langley, a father of 10 who recently became a grandfather, was unarmed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
We'll get an update on inflation later this hour for January. Recent months have shown prices rising at 40-year highs. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of that. One more Olympic note. The U.S. men's hockey team is about to play its first game against China in about 5 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.